Is she starting to lose interest and not treating you as well as she did before? Then this is for you. It's another great and free segment courtesy of the Doc Love Club at docloveclub.com. This is from July 21st, 2021.
Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
You know, Doc was always respectful of women, but also he wanted you to be respectful of yourself. If she's not treating you the way she's supposed to, then you have to be mentally tough and back off. Find out what Doc meant in this free segment from the July 21st, 2021 Doc Love Show. And don't forget, DocLove.com has more for you. In fact, there's a free contest there where you can win nearly $500 worth of Doc's best materials, and we pick a new winner every single month. All right, let's get to your free segment from July 21st, 2021.
Justin, 30 years young, from Costa Mesa, California. Justin, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot. How you doing, Jeff?
Good, man. How you doing?
Fantastic. Hey, Doc, how you doing?
Good morning, buddy.
Hey, I just wanted to thank you so much. I mean, first of all, you've really changed my life. I mean, I was a total wimpus Americanus. I used to get walked on by women all the time and just constantly be confused and baffled by them, and that's not so much the case anymore.
Good. That's what I want to hear.
As long as you
grow and you become aware and you start seeing things now, you used to see these things, but you weren't aware of what's going on. And now that you have the dating dictionary, you have a platform to where you can now judge and see what the heck's going on. What's your question, buddy?
Well, I've noticed lately that my girlfriend of a year and a half, she's 21 years old. I've noticed that her interest level has been going down a little bit. She's been throwing me some flags.
Go ahead. Give me the first flag.
The first flag that I noticed is she wasn't being as affectionate as much. She wasn't touching me.
Okay, her interest level's dropping. So her interest level goes from 95 to, let's say, 82.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And 82 is high. You know, most guys would like to have a wife or girlfriend whose interest level is 82. But you noticed the drop due to the fact that you have studied my materials. My point is this. What I do is this. You have to ask yourself, the first question is this. Do I spend too much time with her?
Yeah.
Do you?
I don't think that I've been spending too much time with her. I try to be a challenge. I see her like 2 to 3 times a week, and every time I see her, I don't call her for another 4 days after that.
Good. Okay.
You
have to see her less then.
Yeah, she's one of those girls that has telephonitis, though. I mean, she's always like constantly calling me and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, you tell her, save it for the date.
And that's exactly what I did, because that's what your principals have taught me.
Yeah.
The next warning sign that I noticed about her interest level going down was that for a 2 week period of time, on 2 separate occasions, she started starting little fights.
Yeah, say, honey, we're not going to fight, honey. What you do is just drive her back home.
Yeah.
If you're driving around the car, you're going to dinner, just drive her back home.
Okay.
I don't mean to be cruel here. You got to cut this. You're not going to date a girl you argue with.
Yeah.
That's just it. You have to let her know that. So what you do is you cut down the amount. When she did that, what you do is you cut down to once a week.
Yeah, exactly. So I cut out
Friday. If it doesn't stop, and then you call her in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I
but
cut
this,
out
this
Friday
is,
and Saturday.
This is going to stop.
Yeah.
That's another thing now. We got 18 to 22-year-olds. You know how I feel about that.
Yeah,
You're 30, right? You should be with a 25-year-old.
Yeah,
or older. That's the thing.
So I guess one of the things about being a wimp in my situation is that I really have a hard time telling the girl no. And I've read the system.
I'll give you $1 million to tell her no. Could you do it?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so you have the ability, right?
Yes, I do.
If I give you a basketball and I say, go through the air like Michael Jordan, you could practice for 30 years. You will never fly through the air like Michael Jordan, right?
Right.
But you can't say no.
Yeah.
So you are weak and you're undisciplined and you have no self-control. I'm not trying to put you down here. So these are the things that you have to work on.
Okay.
You have to become, because you will be more masculine. You will be a stronger male. Because you're off balance. This girl is throwing you off balance, and you have to be centered. Like a karate fighter or a boxer, you got to be balanced. You got to be centered. So cut down the time.
Okay, that's what I'm going to start doing.
You have to do it. And say, honey, we're going to argue. I said, by the way, you pick her up. Say, we're going to argue tonight? She says, no, we're not going to argue. I said, great. And if she starts to argue, just turn the car around and take her home. Say, honey, come on, we're going to go home. She says, why? So I don't like to argue. Yeah. Then don't call her. And when she calls you up, you know, and say, you going to argue anymore? She says, no. Now you're going to be nagging about arguing.
Okay.
All right? It's your turn to nag. You'll be the first man in U.S. history to nag. All right?
Okay,
that's what you
got
to do, Justin.
All right, fantastic.
Okay, you're tough, but you got to be tougher. You're getting better, but you got to get better.
So what I do when she calls me sometimes is I tell her, hey, honey, why are you calling me? You know, we're not going to have anything to talk about on the date.
Well, that's what you're supposed to tell her.
Is there another example that you can give?
We'll finish up with this caller in just a second. Doc will tell him what he should do if she's reaching out just to talk between dates. By the way, get the system at doclove.com/system. It's also known as the dating dictionary. Just go to doclove.com/system. We give you a lot of free stuff, but a lot is held back. The best is held back in doclove.com/system. Read the You Change My Life letters there, and then buy the book that will allow you to have women never look at you the same again. All right. She's trying to talk between dates. What should he do? Doc answers.
No, say, honey, we got to take you to the doctors and get the earwax out of your ears. She says, why? Well, I keep telling you not to call, and you keep doing it. Or maybe we should take you to a psychiatrist. I think you have a case of telephone-itis. Don't let these young girls, don't do this e-messaging and emailing and all that. When you get a date, I don't want any type of communication. You're killing challenge.
Okay. Now, should I withdraw completely and let her chase me from now?
Oh, of course.
On?
No touching. No compliments. Keep it fun and light.
Okay.
Always be respectful. I always want you to be respectful of women. But as far as kissing her, touching her, or compliments, zip.
Okay.
Till her that interest level goes from 82 and it goes back up into the 90s.
And that's where I want her, because this one here could be a keeper.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you so much, Doc.
Thank you. Thank you for the compliment.
Hope you enjoyed this. This was only a portion of a show that went for about an hour. In fact, you're missing a caller that had a very interesting question. Are women different attitude-wise in different areas? Get the full show for that and much more. Find it in the July 21st, 2021 Doc Love Show, and you get that when you join the Doc Love Club at docloveclub.com. Hundreds of hours of audio and hundreds of articles are there at docloveclub.com. Thanks for being here. See you next week.